From the KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, this is City Hall Hustle. I'm your host, Wells Dunbar. At a relatively thin 57 items, the Austin City Council should make short work of this Thursday's agenda. Here to help me slice and dice is Mike Kanan with City Hall newsletter In Fact Daily. Good to see you, Mike.
Hey, it's good to see you, Wells.
So we heard a lot about zombie projects last week as council considered repeal of the project duration ordinance, but this is shaping up to be the zombie meeting as the duration ordinance lumbers back for another day of debate.
Yes, project duration is back after a quick study of, 20 to 40 projects and how the repeal of the project duration ordinance might impact it, and a quick diversion to outside legal counsel about whether or not the project duration ordinance actually violates state law. The issue is over this thing that the city sort of passed to fill a gap between when the state legislature unintentionally repealed grandfathering laws in the 90s, late 90s, and the ordinance has been on the books since. It allows planning and development folks to expire projects if work hasn't begun between 3 and 5 years after permitting, initial permitting. Going back through the history, there was recently an attorney general's opinion from Attorney General Abbott saying that, hey, maybe this is not quite legal. And so we have our debate about whether or not to repeal it. Folks on one side are worried that if you repeal it, you're going to lose every, Austin development law from Save Our Springs to Heritage Trees. And the other side is worried that the city is going to get its pantsuit off over the whole thing. So last week we had a rather lengthy debate. I think it clocked in at like 5 hours of public testimony. The council's closed public testimony for this week, so we should just hear some merits, maybe some legal updates, and a look at the impact of repealing the thing. It's going to be hard to vote against this thing, I think, depending on how the outside legal counsel advice comes back.
And also returning to the dais is Kathy Tovo and Laura Morrison's item putting a priority rush on the downtown density bonus program in an attempt to leverage more affordable housing from developers. But you tell me, Mike, that their initiative may have hit another speed bump.
Indeed. It looks like they're not quite posted to do what Councilmember Morrison wants to do, which is suspend the cure regulation that folks use for affordable housing when you trade affordable housing for density downtown now. City Legal's ruled that they're not posted to do that, so they'll probably postpone the whole thing. There are concerns from Councilmember Chris Riley and Mayor Lee Leffingwell about whether or not the codification of the downtown density bonus program would mess up other city regulations and actually mess up the downtown plan itself. That all will get hashed out probably another time.
Won't someone think of the downtown plan?
I am.
Worst riff ever. Okay. And if that wasn't enough of a blast from the past, the ever-present question of Austin Energy created some sparks at Council's Tuesday work session, but mainly in Council members' calendars. Let's take a quick listen here to Council Member Mike Martinez.
So if anybody's missed any trips to attend Council meetings, at least on the expenditure ratio, it would be me in my office.
So why can't council get on the same page?
So we're trying to get enough council members, and by enough, I mean full council, to be around to vote for the Austin Energy Governance Resolution. This thing would theoretically create some sort of independent body that would oversee some aspect of Austin Energy's operations. It's not clear yet how much is going to be, foisted upon this poor group of people, but it's a hot topic because there is some belief that an independent board will save city council members a lot of heartache, and it seems that that's probably the case. Council member Kathy Tovo is off to China for 8 days on a sister city trip. Council member Mark Martinez is headed to New York to meet with Mayor Bloomberg on behalf of Mayor Leffingwell, Austin Mayor Leffingwell. And so you've got some gaps in the schedule, and it created this sort of it was a tense conversation about who's going to be around when, and it was there was a little bit of bickering there as you heard in that clip.
Mike Kanan is a contributor to In Fact Daily and the Austin Chronicle. Thanks for clearing your calendar and talking with us today.
You know I wouldn't miss it, Wells.
Until next time, I'm Wells Dunbar with KUT News, and this is City Hall Hustle.